This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Kroger and Albertsons, which owns King Soopers and Safeway in Colorado, want to sell hundreds of stores to a wholesale grocery company. According to Reuters, the sale is an attempt to get regulatory clearance for a controversial proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. Multiple Colorado officials oppose the supermarket merger. They say the deal could result in lost worker wages and more food deserts. Today, Governor Jared Polis said Colorado needs to continue investing in apprenticeships. Registered apprenticeships are entry-level jobs that offer both classroom training and workplace experience. They're a small but growing part of Colorado's labor market. Catherine Keegan heads the state office that oversees apprenticeships.
We're trying to rebrand apprenticeships a little bit because we know it's such a powerful model, and we want it to be part of the future of work. So we have apprenticeships in the trades. We have them in education, government, IT, cybersecurity, healthcare, you name it, we can build an apprenticeship program for it.
To expand on that, Polis has ordered state agencies to increase their apprenticeship offerings. He wants the private sector to do the same. Two men accused of murder in a fatal rock-throwing spree are facing additional charges. Joseph Koenig and Nicholas Karolchik were both charged with two counts of attempted murder and assault. Court documents say the two men threw a statue head into a moving vehicle in Nevada in April. The driver was not injured. Both men have already been charged with murder in connection of a similar attack that killed one woman. A crash and fire have closed all lanes of I-70 in Eagle County west of Vail. U.S. 6 is also closed between Walcott and Eagle in both directions. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.